From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Ballots are going out in the mail for the California primary, which is exactly 4 weeks away. So if you're a voter, it should be arriving soon or already in your mailbox, so go check. And if you're eligible to vote, but you haven't done so yet, you can still register ahead of Election Day. But looking at the ballot itself, there just are a lot of races, dozens of candidates to choose from, and that can feel overwhelming. So today, we're going to streamline things a bit for you. Kim Alexander is the president of the nonpartisan California Voter Foundation, which aims to improve the voting process to better serve the needs and interests of voters. And she joins us with a Voting Guide 101. Welcome back. It's that time of year, Kim.
Hi, Vicky. It's always great to see you.
So given that you're just so tapped into the voting process, what's your sense of how voters are feeling about this election, this primary, the races on the ballot? Are they engaged at this point?
Well, I think we have lots of different kinds of voters in California. We have proactive voters and passive voters and potential voters. And so I think if you're a proactive voter, you are very engaged in what's happening in particularly the governor's race. But millions of voters are not tuned into that, and they're getting their ballots in the mail now and probably just cracking them open. And maybe they've heard a little bit about the governor's race, but I think a lot of people will be surprised to see that long list of candidates on the ballot for governor. And then we've got our potential voters, as you mentioned, people who are eligible to vote and are not yet registered. That's about 4 million Californians. So there is time to do that. And we hope people will. It can be really intimidating. I know we've talked about this before, looking at the California ballot, but it's also an incredible honor to get to vote in our state and in our country. And I know a lot of people really treasure that and take the time and want to make informed choices. And hopefully CVF and Cap Radio and other sources can help them do that.
So for those who are registered to vote, what material should voters have received by now?
By now, you should have received your state voter information guide that comes from the Secretary of State. That's got lots of great info in it, and your county voter information guide as well. So those books together really cover everything that you need. And I know sometimes it can be intimidating seeing all the information that is included in there. You don't have to read it all. It's not a test. You don't have to know everything in there, but you can use them to peruse through to find out information about the candidates that you're interested in. There's candidate statements. There's information about the jobs that these candidates are running for. You can learn more about that. And of course, the deadlines and the places that you can go to turn in your ballot or vote in person, if that's what you want to do. We have lots of options as California voters, which is fantastic, but not all voters are aware, especially when we mail everybody a ballot, which is a great service that we're providing voters. But it sends, I think, a message sometimes to people that you need to cast a vote by mail ballot. And actually, the best thing to do is to turn that ballot in person at a drop box or a voting site and not send it through the mail, because it will be received faster. And to consider voting in person, which a lot of voters prefer to do, and even have the ability now, thanks to a new state law that many counties have implemented, to turn in your vote by mail ballot as an in-person ballot. You go to a voting site, you sign the roster like an in-person voter, and you can have your ballot scanned right on the spot in some counties like Placer County, or put it inside a ballot box to be counted back at the elections office, which is how Sacramento does it. And so we are urging voters to be aware of those options, because it can give voters a more satisfying voting experience. They don't have to wonder if their signature is going to be verified or not. It doesn't have to be verified if you show up in person and sign the roster. And it gives election officials the ability to get a jump on ballot counting, which can help us get faster results.
If someone wants to vote this week, you know, they just want to be done with it. They know how they want to vote. And yeah, maybe they're uncomfortable sending it in the mail. Are there ballot drop boxes available at this point?
Oh, yeah. They're all open all throughout the state. There's now a state law that requires all counties to offer at least one drop box. And in our county in Sacramento, has dozens of them. You can always drop off your ballot at your county elections office, and most of those are external boxes, even, you know, drive-up drop-off boxes. But you can always walk it inside to your county elections office during business hours. And yeah, there's plenty of opportunities for people to turn those ballots in person now if they wanted a drop box.
And when can someone vote in person?
In-person voting varies based on what county you're in. We have a bifurcated voting process in California where about half of our counties are Voters' Choice Act counties, including Sacramento and Placer. Many of the counties in our area have implemented this new voting model that eliminated polling places, neighborhood polling places, and replaced them with vote centers that, while they're fewer in number, are open countywide and open for more days of voting. We don't see voters taking as advantage of those early voting opportunities as we would like, but those vote centers will open up 10 days before the election. And this year that will be on May 23rd. And that's just in the counties that are doing the Voters' Choice Act. More vote centers will open in Sacramento County and other counties as we get closer to election day. But there'll be a number of them that will be open as early as 10 days before the election.
And if you have yet to register, but you still want to, what are the key dates that you should keep in mind?
May 18th is the last day that you can register to vote online for this election and expect to get a ballot sent to you in the mail. We do have same-day registration available in California as well. So even if you miss the May 18th registration deadline, which you can do online on the Secretary of State's website, you still can register and vote in the primary election all the way up before and on election day at a voting site. You would cast what's called a conditional provisional ballot, and you would have to fill out a form to register. Some counties are experimenting with using tablets to let people fill out that form more quickly, not do it on paper, which has helped speed up this process for voters. I know that Yolo County has experimented with that, and also Orange County. So that's a really cool innovation that we're seeing for voters in that camp. But the process can take a little bit longer, but everybody has the opportunity to do voting on election day, even if they're not registered to vote. And we do see many voters, especially on college campuses, taking advantage of that opportunity.
Mm. A big reminder that we talk about each time is that if you're mailing in your ballot, you want to sign the outside of that envelope because it is crucial for your vote to be counted.
Yeah. I mean, one of the unfortunate byproducts of the vote by mail process is ballot rejection. And there are three key reasons why vote by mail ballots get rejected, and just sort of put a number on it. In the November 2024 election, it was 0.9% of all the ballots that were cast by mail did not get counted because of some deficiency. And the top reasons why vote by mail ballots get rejected is because they arrive too late to be counted, or they're postmarked too late to be counted. We have a 7-day grace period, which may be undone by a Supreme Court decision that is expected in the next month or so. But we have a 7-day grace period as long as your ballot is postmarked by election day. But as you and probably many of your listeners know, the Postal Service has changed its rules around when postmarks are applied to mail pieces. And so there's no guarantee if you put a ballot in a mailbox on any given day that it will be postmarked that same day. In fact, it probably won't be. So that's one of the reasons we see ballots rejected. They arrive in the grace period, but they're not postmarked by election day. And if you do wait to the last minute and you mail your ballot in rather than taking it to a voting site or a drop box to return it by 8 p.m., you want to go into mail office yourself, the post office, and ask for it to be hand canceled. You want them to stamp the postmark on it for you to make sure it is postmarked by election day.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Kim Alexander from the nonpartisan California Voter Foundation about tips for filling out your ballot ahead of the June 2nd primary. So if you end up opening your ballot, the voter guide is state and county voter guide, and there just are a lot of different choices. We actually got a listener question about this because we've been talking about the governor's race, for example, and, you know, that there are 8 candidates, but there are 61 names, you know, on the ballot. And so that was confusing for that listener. I mean, how should someone sort through all of that as they're going through their ballot and their voter guide?
Yeah, I was thinking about this too, because I've been asked this question. I mean, the media is talking about the eight top candidates for governor, and there are more than eight. There are 62 candidates listed on the ballot. Some of those candidates have dropped out. We have several prominent Democratic candidates, Betty Yee, Eric Swalwell, for example, that are no longer pursuing their campaigns, but their names are still on the ballot. So, you know, you want to pay attention to that. Make sure you're voting for a candidate who's still in the race. And yeah, it can be daunting. I mean, we have had other long ballots. I remember the recall ballot in, I think, 2001 had 130 something names on it. So it's not the first time we've seen this many candidates in a race, but it definitely can be overwhelming. And of course, they're not in alphabetical order. One of my colleagues on social media pointed that out. So you may have to hunt around to find the person that you want to vote for. And of course, the ballot will show the candidate's party affiliation and their position, their job description. But you want more than that. You know, that's not telling you very much. And so candidates that agree to the voluntary spending limit in California have the right to place a statement in the ballot pamphlet. So when you go through the ballot pamphlet, you will see some candidates that are on the ballot have statements and some don't. And that can be very confusing for voters too. And that's why, because they chose to not agree to abide by the voluntary spending limit. So don't let that throw you. And of course, they all have websites. And I would also urge people to ask around, talk with your friends and family, and look at organizations that you agree with and are affiliated with, and see who they're supporting, who they're backing. I think there's some really great shortcuts you can use to help make informed decisions and feel confident about your choices without having to have encyclopedic knowledge. It's important to also remember that this is a top two contest. So the top two vote getters in the contest for governor and all the other state contests on the ballot will advance to the general election, even if they're of the same party. And so, you know, that also can confuse voters. Like, you may be a registered Republican. You're like, why am I voting for Democrats? And that's because we have this open primary process in California. And that's why we have so many names on the ballot, because we have all those candidates listed.
Well, as always, Kim, thank you for joining us. And I know we'll be relying and leaning on you again now that we're getting into the thick of election season.
Thanks, Vicki. Happy to do it.
Kim Alexander is the president of the nonpartisan California Voter Foundation, and we've been getting some Voter Guide 101 ahead of the California primary on June 2nd. Up next, we turn to the governor's race, my candidate interview with Democrat Katie Porter. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.